here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday, the 5th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of the philosopher Denis Diderot, born in Langres, France, on this day in 1713, a prominent figure in the French Enlightenment, who wrote, "All things must be examined, debated, investigated, without exception and without regard for anyone's feelings." It's the birthday of the man who built the McDonald's empire, Ray Kroc, Oak Park, Illinois, 1902. He was selling mixing machines that could mix several milkshakes at a time, and he heard about a hamburger joint in San Bernardino, California, that was using 8 of his mixers. He went to check it out. It was owned by Dick and Mac McDonald. Ray Kroc went into business with them, expanded, they opened up franchises, and in 1961, he bought them out. It's the birthday of the novelist Edward P. Jones, born Arlington, Virginia, in 1950. He grew up poor, raised by a single mother, went to college, graduate school. He studied creative writing, couldn't find a job, and finally was hired to write for a magazine called Tax Notes, in which he summarized articles about taxes, and he was a proofreader. Worked there for 19 years as he was writing stories in his head. Those stories became his first book, Lost in the City, which got good reviews when it came out in 1992. Didn't sell a lot, so he kept on working at Tax Notes magazine and started writing a novel in his head. He got laid off at the magazine, didn't know what to do with himself, so he started writing out the novel. Based on a little piece of history that he'd picked up, that in the South, after the war, there were some free blacks who owned slaves. So he set about writing his novel called The Known World. It came out in 2003. It was a big bestseller, won the Pulitzer Prize for fiction. The story of Henry Townsend, a black man freed from slavery, who then buys the plantation on which he had lived and the slaves who were there. Edward P. Jones, who said, "If you write a story today and you get up tomorrow and start another story, all the expertise that you put into the first story doesn't transfer over automatically to the second story. You're always starting at the bottom of the mountain, so you're always becoming a writer. You're never really arriving." Here's a poem for today by Gabriel Cavacaresi, entitled Jubilee. Come down to the water, bring your snare drum, your hubcaps, the trash can lid. Bring every joyful noise you've held at bay so long. The fish have risen to the surface this early morning, flounder, shrimp, and every blue crab this side of Mobile. Bottom feeders, please. They shine like your Grandpa Les's Cadillac, the one you rode in, slow, so all the girls could see. They called to you like Katie did, and the springs in that car sounded like tubas as you moved up and down. Make a soulful sound under the leather and the wheel. Praise the man who had the good sense to build a front seat like a bed, who knew you'd never buy a car that big if you only meant to drive it." A poem by Gabriel Cavacaresi, Jubilee, from Apocalyptic Swing, published by Persia Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.